Welcome to the Automatic Patient Podcast, where you'll learn how to create, organize, automate, and grow a membership program for your practice. And now, your hosts, twin brothers, Mr. Jordan Comstock and Mr. Justin Comstock. Enjoy the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Jordan Comstock. I am the host of the Automatic Patient Podcast. With me, I got Justin. What's up, dude?
What is up?
Today, we're going to be talking about some cool things. We've been talking to a lot of our practices here at BoomCloud and what they need. And some tips we have for you today is the show today is going to be talking about how to incentivize growth with your team for your membership program, or how to help your team help you grow your membership program. So Justin's compiled a lot of great tips for us today about this, but I think this is an extremely important topic in regards to growing your membership program, getting your team involved. It seems like that's the hardest thing that practices have when growing their membership program, but it's also the most important, right? In addition to, you know, marketing your membership program, you need to make sure that your team can get involved and they're motivated. And we've got some tips here that Justin's going to share with us on that. So with that, I'm going to switch over to you, Justin, and you're going to start talking about our tips, and we're going to have a conversation about those.
Great. So the other day I was talking to one of our customers, and I was asking them some questions about their membership program. And
they were doing really well, right?
They were doing really well.
How much revenue were they generating?
It might have been...
Was it like 8,000?
8,000, I believe.
A month? Okay.
But the front office manager, she was really excited. She goes, "We love selling our membership program to our patients." I'm like, "Oh, really? Why?" And she goes, "For every 30 patients that sign up, the doctor gives the front office staff a $100 gift card."
Cool.
So it totally just incentivizes everybody. I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to go through a list that I've compiled of ways to incentivize your front office to build your membership program. Let's get to it. The first one is a team shopping spree. So if they hit a certain number with their membership program, then they can go out.
So let's say you have a goal with your team and you say, "Hey, we want to hit 50 patients sign up to our membership program." Once you hit there, then you take them out to a shopping spree. Obviously, you have a budget. You don't want to overdo it there, but do a budget. But yeah, I think that's a great idea. And who doesn't like extra, you know, shopping money or taking, you know, a half day off and going shopping with the team, right? Yeah. That's a good team building exercise too.
Yeah. You can put rules in place, you know, make sure they don't buy like a sports car or something.
I doubt that's going to happen. But yeah. That's why we put a budget together. All right. What's the second tip here?
Number two is dinner on the boss. Something nice. Very simple.
Yeah. Easy.
And that could be done just at home. You know, they can have dinner at their house, make them dinner, or they can take them out.
Or they can give them a gift card to take their husband or wife out.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great. So yeah, that's fantastic. And again, this is based off of goals, right? You don't always have to connect the reward to like a financial thing, like a dinner or something like that is just as good, sometimes even better in my opinion. So all right, what's the next tip you got for us, Justin?
Number three is movie tickets. Who doesn't like going to see a movie?
Yeah, everyone likes seeing a movie. I mean, you'd be crazy not to. But same thing. You make sure you're using goals that, you know, once you hit 100, then it's movie tickets. Once you hit 200, then it's just, you know, something else. So we'll keep going down the list, and we can kind of structure everything there.
Number four is an edible arrangement. Those things are awesome.
Nice, yeah.
They're great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like chocolate dip fruit?
Just gifts, right? These things are gifts. The next thing I'd like, if you hit like a certain, like a good amount of patients, let's say it's 300, 400 patients sign up to your membership program, then you can do what, Justin?
Number five is a spa day.
Schedule a spa day for your team.
Just makes sense. They're working hard. Might as well.
Yeah.
Give them a break.
I do that.
Time to relax.
I do that, you know, once they hit a really good amount of patients that are signed up in the membership program. But I think that's a fantastic way to incentivize people.
You going to do that here, George?
maybe if you bring in lots of customers.
Number six is a food truck lunch.
Cool.
Those are always fun.
So what is that? You call the food trucks to the office?
Yeah, just do some catering for food trucks. I mean, they're everywhere.
Cool.
And they do catering. They just drive to the office. And
cool. Yeah, that's a fun one.
Everybody goes outside and eats. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, awesome. And then your next tip here you got for them?
Number seven is concert tickets.
Cool. Who doesn't like good concert? I know we do.
Yeah.
Good AC/DC concert for your staff.
Van Halen.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and that again, I think if you were to structure these goals, like these are all just different ideas that you can do instead of giving like bonuses and or gift cards, which I think are great as well. But and I would like cheer these out. So when we hit 50 members for a membership program, we are going to give you a dinner on the company, right, on the practice. When you hit 200, we're gonna give everybody a spa day, right? When you hit 400, we're gonna go to a concert together as a team. When we hit 1,000, we're gonna go on a trip to Hawaii, right? Or whatever, right?
Okay.
whatever. You can create those goals, and because you don't want to just say, yeah, you want to tear it out like that, and you don't want to make it too easy. You want to stretch your team, right? So they can get those goals. And you want to make sure these ideas align with the goal, right? So, like, if they're like, you got to hit 1,000 signups and you get movie tickets, right? You want to give rewards along the way. It is kind of what I'm trying to say. So, yeah. Sorry, Justin, you got a few more here.
No, you're fine. We left off at number eight.
Yeah.
Meal delivery for a week.
So what is that? What is that like?
So
there's services like Blue Apron and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That you can, that's a really interesting idea that you can provide meals for.
You take away the burden of cooking for a week. Set your employee up with a delivery service that will bring them their favorite meal for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, that's great. Or DoorDash as
DoorDash,
well.
DoorDash
for a week.
Stuff like
that's kind of cool. Yeah, that's kind of a fun thing.
Who does? I mean, it's just it's nice. Yeah. I don't like getting food. Bring it to me.
I mean, I have it. So guys, get this. I am like the membership dude, right? I love memberships. I signed up for the DoorDash membership, which if you don't know what DoorDash is, it is a food delivery service. You can order any food you want and from any restaurant, and they come and deliver it to you. It's for the really lazy people, which I fall in that category sometimes, most of the time. And basically, I pay $10 a month, and they give me discounts on their services, right? On delivery fees and things like that, which is awesome. So, like, if I order over $10 per order, I get free delivery, which is pretty cool. So that's another great example of subscription. So I just kind of went off on a tangent there for deliveries of the week. What is the next tip that you can give a practice on ideas?
Number nine is a gift card to their favorite place to shop.
Okay, gift card to the favorite place to shop, or like a Amex gift card.
Yeah.
Visa gift card, things like that. So just some cash, right? Which I think is the easiest thing to implement for your team. And then the last thing, what's the last thing for us just on the list?
Number 10 is invest in their hobbies.
Oh, cool. Okay, so Justin and I, we like to go record in the recording studio with music and everything and play guitar. So a good incentive for me to incentivize just say, hey, if you do this goal and you reach it, we're going to go to the recording studio and record stuff, right? Invest into our hobbies, which I think is really fun and unique,
Yeah.
So whatever your team, whatever hobbies they have, invest in that with them. I think that's pretty
cool. Well, and
cool
it gives
one.
You an opportunity to learn more about your employees.
Yeah.
To get to know them more on a deeper level, I think.
And the last one I think is pretty cool is number 11, right? Is
yeah, I believe so.
Invest in their continued education, right? Why would that be beneficial, Justin?
Well, it could help the business overall if you're investing
in
your employees and in education and
whether it's like CE courses or even actual like business courses from a college. I think that's a good thing to do in a practice. But these are just ideas that we've come up with that I think that in order for you to grow your program, I think it's wise to have some type of incentive plan for your team members in addition to their salaries. That makes it fun for them, and it kind of gamifies the building of your membership program. And what I mean by gamify is you get rewards by doing stuff. It's a game to them, right? So I think that's, you know, a really cool strategy to do. This practice that had, what, they had almost 200 members sign up for the membership program. Generating a little over $8,000 a month in predictable recurring revenue. And they did this most simple thing there. They gave $100 per 30 signups to the team, which I think is great. Like, I wouldn't always focus on giving cash away, but I think that's a great start. I think because you know, cash, you can run out, right?
Sure.
Experiences, things like that, it's a little bit easier. But either way, you got to budget for it. It's going to cost money, right? But I think it's probably one of the most genius ways to help grow your membership program and get people involved from your team to grow it and to incentivize patients to sign up. And it just becomes a win-win-win, right?
Yeah, well, and when I spoke with the office, they were excited about it.
The team.
The team. Yeah. The whole team was.
Which is extremely important.
And she said that the whole office was excited about it, not just one person in the front.
Yeah.
It was everybody from...
From the clinical side to the
clinical
the
side,
side,
yeah, it was everybody in the practice, and I thought that was so fascinating.
Yeah, that this office is definitely going to do well, and I think if you have a membership program, if you're using BoomCloud to manage your membership program, I think this is the best way to do it. And another cool thing you can do if you use BoomCloud is we got a one-time enrollment fee when a patient signs up for your membership program that you can customize. You know, you can say it's $25, $50, $100 one-time. Enrollment fee in addition to the monthly or yearly membership fees. And a lot of practices will take that enrollment fee and they'll just put a portion of that to the incentive, right, for the practice. That way, every time they sign up, you've got cash to invest into any of these incentives, a spa day, a concert, you know, dinner for a week. You've got the cash there to do that. So it actually can help your budget if you use BoomCloud to manage all that. So that's kind of my tip there. But I think this is a wonderful strategy to do in your membership, with your membership program, to grow it. Keep in mind that a membership program is extremely powerful tool in your practice because you generate predictable recurring revenue from your patient base, right? And we're seeing practices generate $30,000, $40,000 a month in predictable recurring revenue. How would that change your practice? How would that benefit you and your team and even your patients, right? The second thing it helps out with is case acceptance. Patients who technically don't have insurance, you know, think, hey, I need to have some type of benefit program to go see the dentist, which we all know is untrue. But when they sign up for a membership program, they get access to savings, right, to your practice and your practice only, meaning they're going to spend more. The same thing happened when Amazon launched Amazon Prime, right? And we've done studies here at BoomCloud where practices, we've looked at practices across the nation. We looked at thousands of patients and found that the member patients spend 2 to 3.5 times more than the non-members. So a membership program is an extremely powerful tool for your practice. If you do it correctly and if you incentivize your team correctly, this will be a huge benefit to your practice. So with that said, that's our show today. We hope you guys enjoy your day and hopefully you found value in this quick tip from the Automatic Patient Podcast. You guys, we hope you have a rocking day.